The Egyptians revered the pyramid shape in part because they believed it to be the shape of the primordial mound from which the earth was created.
This is the where the salt gets made.
Jim and Darcy Mishner love the pyramid because...
So when you bite into it, it kind of yields a real fine crunch.
It refers to artisanal finishing salt, the kind that's sprinkled on a dish right before it's served. Their attention to detail won the Mishners a national taste testing award from Cooking Light magazine. The editors wrote, "It's hard to know which is more divine, this salt's texture or its vivid hue. The gorgeous flat flakes are delicate on the palate, shattering beautifully with the faintest pressure. Its nice, clean salt flavor has just a hint of fruity acidity, equally striking, sprinkled on scallops, dusted on a cookie, or clinging to the rim of a margarita glass."
If you look closely, you can see little inverted pyramids floating on the surface. And they start out as a minuscule speck and grow and grow and grow. And when they get large enough and heavy enough, they sink down to the bottom.
And is this your, this is your day job? This is your everything right now?
It's our everything. So once the salt is made and we harvest, it drains.
Ooh.
And it just looks like freshly fallen snow.
It looks like the kind of snow that if you were to like visit Santa at the
yes.
mall.
We think it'd be great for movie sets.
The love affair with salt production started as a happy accident on their honeymoon. They left salt water evaporating on a wood stove for too long and crystals formed. From then on, it was a long, slow, not always scientific process, backbreaking at times. For the first 6 years, they lugged 5-gallon jugs of water from the harbor.
10 5-gallon jugs in the morning, 10 5-gallon jugs in the evening.
Every day. The hard part was nailing down all the variables and figuring out how to replicate the experiment for quality and consistency.
I would say it's 70% science and 30% art. I mean, it really is an art to learning what your salt's doing, like a living thing, and nurturing it and making sure that the conditions are right.
The Mishners describe their first night after they made the leap to the large-scale production facility that they operate now. They couldn't make a single grain of salt. They say that night really tested their marriage.
I'm curious, too, in what ways this has kind of shaped your relationship?
Good communication is yeah. key.
Jim and Darcy seem to have found the right balance, both with salt production and their partnership. Jim handles the mechanics, and Darcy handles taste. For instance, how the blueberry salt finishes on your palate.
Does the blueberry taste, does it taste like blueberry?
It does. Now, if you don't have a real discerning palate, some people can't pick that up. A lot of people will taste salt and say, oh, it tastes like salt. Well, of course, it tastes like salt first. You're going to get salt first. But if you let it sit for a minute, you will get a real bright acidity to it and a real berry flavor. It's undeniable, in my opinion.
What some might consider just salt flakes, the Mishners believe are tiny monuments to the natural environment of Southeast Alaska. Pyramids for the last frontier. In Sitka, I'm Emily Foreman.